Tantor Audio presents For Desire Alone by Jess Michaels, narrated by Carmen Rose. Chapter 1. Miss Desmond, the solicitor sniffed as he shuffled the paperwork on his desk, just as he had all afternoon. He refused to look at her. I really don't know what else to tell you. As I've explained at length, Lord Heathcote's final settlements are very clear. He did gift you the sum of £1,000, and there are the other details, but beyond that, there is nothing. Maria leaned back in the uncomfortable chair across the desk from the weasel of a man who now held her fate, her future, or rather, her lack thereof, in his fat and sweaty hands. Her ears rang and her vision blurred as what he had been repeating for over half an hour sank into her consciousness. She had nothing. But, she stammered. Owen and I, she stopped and corrected herself. The Earl and I had a long-standing relationship. I was led to believe that there were to be arrangements made for me. The solicitor pursed his lips. It was evident he knew exactly what kind of relationship Maria and Owen had shared for 3 years. More evident was how little he approved and thought of her. But that she was accustomed to. Mistresses were hardly seen as human by most in good society. Only Owen had never treated her so low. He'd seen her as a partner, almost a spouse, or so he'd always claimed. More to the point, he had promised that she would never again have to find...